Hey Health Junkies, Dr. Krause here. Just wanted to jump in and let you know about a new feature that I'm adding to the podcast. It's the ability to ask me questions. I've had a ton of folks tell me that they would love for me to cover their questions on the podcast, so I'm going to do it. So each week I will be adding a couple of questions that I'm going to answer to each of the podcasts. And if it's a juicy enough question, I just may dedicate a whole podcast to it. So if you're interested in asking a question, head on over to my website at drjkrausend.com. Check out a blue button on the right-hand side that says Ask a Podcast Question. Hit me up there. Or you can also access the button through my podcast notes also on my website. So head on over there, ask me some questions. I look forward to answering them soon. All right, let's get on with the podcast.
Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Jeanine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hello, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Jeanine Krause, and today we're going to be talking all about your lymphatic system. Now, you might be thinking, what the heck is that? Well, it's a system that is intertwined with your blood vessels, and it's in charge of a lot of stuff. But in particular, it's all about your immune system. And it helps to fight off bacteria, viruses, all kinds of interesting invaders that happen to get into your body. And so the way to having a super immune system is to really focus on your lymphatic system. So you might be thinking to yourself, okay, well, how would I even know if my lymphatic system's off? Well, if you do get sick often, that's one way to know. The other big thing is if you've got puffy eyes, you've got dry skin, you've got acne, maybe you've got a belly bloat that sets in at the end of the day or comes on pretty immediately with certain foods. Another biggie is anybody who has chronic lymph node swelling. So I have a lot of patients that I've seen over the years that traditionally have lymph nodes in their neck that are chronically just sticking out, and we go to get them tested. We've looked at different things, and there's nothing wrong in terms of their general labs, but they just have these lymph nodes chronically poked out. Now, I myself have one lymph node that's always been sitting out and just kind of poked out. And so, of course, I have an interest as to why that sucker is hanging out there. And as far as I can tell, between what I've been told from my professors over the years and what I've been told from other friends and practitioners of medicine, is really that lymph nodes are going to hold any infection that you have in the body that is current, or perhaps if you had a certain infection, it was in your neck, and your body just never let go of that inflammation in that node. So it sounds kind of crazy. And today, when I go through the podcast, I'll talk about what's in a lymph node and what the heck is going on in there and why would they stay enlarged for a period of time or for years and years. Now, of course, I kind of outline my podcast in terms of what you're going to learn. Today is really all about what's in your lymphatic fluid, why it's important to maintain it and keep it moving, and really the connection between the lymphatic system not functioning properly and gaining weight, and why this lymphatic system really is, my opinion, very connected to, if we don't maintain it, how we end up getting cancer and things of that nature. Of course, we know that that's how cancer cells spread, but we don't really have a lot of people out there promoting moving the lymphatic system, making sure things are fluid and making sure things aren't building up, and how that relates to the prevention of cancer. So something that I am going to talk all about today. And of course, we're going to end it up with what types of habits you should form to get a nice and healthy lymphatic system. So I keep repeating the word lymphatic system. Lymphatic system, I better tell you really what it is and how this relates to you. So lymphatic system, I've mentioned lymph nodes. It is a connection of lymph nodes and vessels, much like your blood vessels, like arteries and veins. And in this system of vessels and nodes, we also have tissue. We also have some organs and glands. In particular, we have the thymus gland and we have the spleen. The spleen is located under your rib cage on the left-hand side of the body. And the thymus gland is kind of just above the heart in the neck and chest cavity. And then we also have this tissue involved in the lymphatic system that is in the throat, it's in the mouth, it's in all the way down the digestive system. And in particular, you might be familiar with something called tonsils. Maybe you might have even heard of the adenoids. Maybe you have them, maybe you've had them removed. Now, I am finding that folks have had their adenoids or their tonsils removed, there's some strong connections between those removals and immune system issues and lymphatic issues. In particular, a lot of folks who have had their tonsils removed, there's a huge connection with hypothyroidism and infection with Epstein-Barr virus, EBV, otherwise known as mono. I'll get to that in a little bit, but just something to put out there. So all of these, the network of the vessels, the tissues, and the glands and organs, those guys all work together to help detoxify the body of unwanted waste. So what the heck's in the lymph? Well, it's a fluid. It's white blood cells, and it's literally kind of like the sewer of your body. It's a dumping point for toxins. It's a dumping point for what I call cell poop, meaning all of the byproducts of cell repair. Because all of our cells are constantly repairing themselves. We have white blood cells that eat dead cells, and that dead tissue has to get recycled somewhere. And those particles that are broken down from that get moved into our lymph. We also have inflammatory proteins, and we also have blown apart trash from cells invaders, meaning viruses, bacteria, etc. Those guys are gonna be floating in the lymph, but pieces of them also end up floating in there as well. Now, I also mentioned lymph nodes and what's in a lymph node. A lymph node is much like at the inside of it, I like to think of it much like a spider web. And hanging on that spider web, instead of one spider, there's multiple spiders. And those multiple spiders on the spider web are white blood cells. They're just waiting for bacteria, virus, other invaders to come by so that they can gobble them up. And at any given time, if you have swollen lymph nodes in a certain area, there's lots of gobbling going on. So imagine that your spiders, otherwise known as your white blood cells, they're just hyperactive. They're just like, much like Pac-Man. Eating stuff up, just yum, 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 going. Because they're actively working, sometimes you're gonna get a swollen lymph node, and most of the time you'll get a couple of them in a certain area. And that indicates that there's actively something you're fighting. So pretty much all of us have had a cold at some time in our life, and we've felt all the lymph nodes in our neck or in our throat or kind of underneath our jawline or around our ears. We've felt those lymph nodes enlarged. And those lymph nodes, of course, feel like a kidney bean or so. And those guys are, man, they're attacking stuff. And that's what they're up to. But there's a lot of us who will have chronic swollen lymph nodes without all the symptoms of a cold happening. And that is my big interest with a lot of my patients is what the heck's going on? What are they fighting? A lot of times when I look at labs, I find that a lot of the population will have reactivated mono, meaning that they had the monovirus years ago, maybe when they're in their 20s, late teens, and then now they're fighting it again because they became immune compromised. So that means the immune system took a dive. But why? Well, stress, frankenfood, dealing with other things, the body can't kick viruses completely out. So I'm in the opinion of we probably are fighting all kinds of different herpes viruses. So herpes simplex 1, the one that causes your cold sores and things of that nature on the lips, but also herpes virus 2. There's a huge connection with below the belt herpes and chronic low back pain and chronic inflammation and swelling of the lymph nodes that are in your hip creases. So that's another big story for another podcast, but that's something that I really want folks to be thinking about here. We're always fighting viruses and bacteria and all kinds of different bugs and invaders and foods and things that shouldn't be in our lymphatic system. But The problem is that when it's so busy fighting all those things and we're not doing the things that we need to allow the lymph to move, now that lymph sits there and those white blood cells kind of go and go and go. They get excited and now we have overattack, meaning autoimmune conditions. And also overattack in terms of the body becomes really, really distracted in that sense. And so now we've got chronic lymph node swelling in areas causing us to have difficulty with swallowing, difficulty with allergies, things of that nature, chronic swelling. So today I'm going to talk a lot about that process of swelling and what's happening. Hold tight. I want to kind of go through just a couple more things before we get there so that you can kind of relate this to real life and how you might also be showing signs that you need to move your lymphatic system better or clear it out so that you can get rid of these viruses and bacteria that are hanging out and just your body just can't kick it. Just got to give it a little help. So one of the big things that we use the lymphatic system for is to help with balance of fluid in our tissues. So if you're noticing that you go out to eat one night and it's a real salty meal and the next morning your rings are tight, or you're noticing that you just feel puffy, that's your lymphatic system at work. In the body, water follows sodium, so salt. So if we did eat too much salt or we went to a salty meal or whatever happened in that case, a lot of times what'll happen in our body's way to regulate the amount of fluid in a particular area, fluid will leave our blood vessels and go into the interstitial space. So this is the space between your vessels and your skin. And what will happen is the sodium will stick into your tissues in an attempt to balance, because what your body likes to do is balance the amount of protein molecules and just any molecules on either side of the vessel, and so inside the vessel and outside the vessel in the tissue. So the body's always trying to maintain balance between those two departments so that there is no movement of fluid back and forth. But if we've had too much in terms of salt, well, what'll end up happening is at first we'll take fluid from our tissue and move it into the bloodstream to try to balance the amount of salt that's in our bloodstream. But then what'll happen is the reverse. That salt will start to move into our tissues because it's in excess, and then that water's going to follow and we become swollen. So if you've ever noticed that your rings are tight in the morning or you've got sock lines by the end of the day, that might be a sign that your lymphatic system is having trouble moving fluid. It also might be a sign that you are eating a little too much salt. It's pretty common for all processed foods to have quite a bit of salt, especially any of those microwavable foods like the lean cuisines and things of that nature. So read your labels, read your labels, read your labels. Even if you're doing the paleo thing, beef jerky, things of that nature, tons of salt in there. It's no bueno for your system when you are eating things in excess. Of course, a portion of things, totally fine, but unfortunately in our society, we suck at portion control. So something to keep in mind. Another big thing that our lymphatic system is in charge of is working on making fats. And in particular, the lymphatic system does deliver fats for fuel for us in the form of triglycerides. It also will take any proteins and fats that are too large to enter the bloodstream. So they come from the stomach and small intestine, but in particular, I'd not say stomach, scratch that. Coming from the small intestine, these proteins and fats end up going into the lymphatic system because we can't break them down. They're too large. They pass across. Well, guess what? This is directly linked to weight gain, because anything that gets in the lymphatic system is going to go straight to storage. So if you have a leaky gut, so there are holes in the digestive system, so spaces between your cells, and you're not chewing your food, you're eating too large of portions of proteins or fats, or you don't have enough digestive enzymes to break down those proteins or fats, a lot of times those guys are going to get straight from the bloodstream into the lymphatic system and go straight to storage. And when that happens, our body doesn't send messages to the brain that we've had enough protein or fat. So now we get messages to eat more. And so now we have a vicious cycle. So keep that in mind in terms of the lymphatic system. Another big, big, big issue is that our lymphatic system is so crucial for moving toxins out of the brain. Literally, I found some data that said it drains 3 pounds of plaque and toxins from the brain each year. So our lymphatic system pulls 3 pounds of plaque and toxins from the brain each year. That's pretty cool. But think about it this way. How many of us have super tight necks? How many of us have swollen lymph nodes in the neck that are chronically swollen because our necks are tight? A lot of us. So that means neck tension because of a techie society, because of poor posture, because of all of us being stressed and trying to wear our shoulders for earrings, we are preventing our brain from draining toxins. If we can't drain toxins from the brain, we get crabby. Depression, anxiety, things of that nature start to happen. And this is like concretely linked to psychological and focus and immune system concerns along with the brain and central nervous system, going along with some of the postulated ideas for why folks might end up with MS. Now, I'm not going to go into that today, but I definitely want people to think about brain function and focus. I've talked about how we break our brains. One of the other ways we break our brains is because we don't drain the lymph from our brain because we have freaking tight necks and jaws. Jaws too. I don't know how many people come into my office and they're complaining of chronic headaches and they've got neck tension, but when I go towards their jaw, the jaw's on like freaking lockdown. It's crazy. And so having a tight jaw also is going to set us up for toxin buildup and inability to drain lymph from the brain. So big, big deal to work on the lymph, because if we can get the brain draining, now we can focus better. If we can get things draining from our face, we can have glowing skin, we can get rid of acne, we can also get rid of that puffiness that you might have under your eyes or above your eyes. It's a big deal. So something to keep in mind here. Now, how does the lymphatic system do its work? What do we do to make it work? That's probably the number one question that you're probably thinking about now that you're like, oh my gosh, my neck's tight, my brain's broken, I need to fix this. So one of the big things that is crucial for the lymphatic system to work is we need muscle contraction. Now you might be thinking, well, if my neck's tight all the time, my muscles are contracted. Doesn't count for a workout. You need to be moving your muscles. You need to move your neck. You need to work on mobility of your neck, but also mobility of the rest of your body. You got to move. I'm not talking about running marathons. I'm not talking about doing CrossFit all the time. I'm talking walking. I'm talking mobility, just grooving and moving. I often, in my practice, have my patients doing silly dance moves that work mobility. One of the other big areas in addition to the neck is the rib cage. If you remember the old school dance called the Cabbage Patch, this is huge for moving lymph in your chest. It's also huge for just moving your chest and helping to release tension in your neck. While I'm talking right now, I'm doing it. So if you don't know what the Cabbage Patch is, you need to Google it on YouTube. You'll find it. It's a dance. And literally, it's kind of moving. It's almost like you're churning butter in a way. And you're like doing five one way, do five the other way. I don't know. You can make your own groove however you want. That's huge. There's also another dance move called the Pop and Shoot. Seriously, YouTube it. You'll find people doing it all different ways. Just move that rib cage. So moving your neck, moving your rib cage during the day, those of you especially who are tied to computers all day long, that is so huge. You got to do it because that'll help to clear out those toxins so you can use your brain to its full potential. Now, another biggie about that is think of it this way. When we put food in our mouth, if you have tonsils, if you have adenoids, those guys are jumping in right away to process what you just put in your mouth. Also drinks too, mints, gum, all that stuff. We got to process every single thing that goes in our mouth. Maybe you dip, maybe you're using tobacco, things of that nature. We got to process that stuff. And that goes right into your mouth, and your tonsils and adenoids, which are lymphatic tissue, are going to figure out what to do with that right away. Then all those items are going to go down the throat. Well, guess what? Your tight neck that doesn't allow lymph to move, then you put frankenfood and toxins that you drink and eat down your throat, and you get allergic, so like a low-level allergic reaction to that, it's like double trouble there. So also, public service announcement or just another plug for getting rid of the Frankenfood in your life and in your diet, because it's another compounded effect to prevent your brain from draining properly. Now, another big thing is that in our skin, in our mouth, we have mucosal tissue called MALT, mucosal-associated lymphatic tissue. It's all over in our mouth. It's in the vaginal area as well. It's amazing stuff. It's also, lymphatic tissue is also located in our fourth layer of our skin. So our outer layer of our skin is called the epidermis. And in that fourth layer, we've got this amazing stuff. It's all these Langerhans cells, and it's in the layer called the stratum spinosum, if you want to geek out on that. It's literally the second to last layer before you get to what's known as the base layer that connects to your dermis. So something to think about, it's our protective mechanism. So if you cut yourself, this stratum spinosum, it has all these Langerhans cells, which are your immune cells to help fight that infection right there. So kind of a cool thing there, something that's just a side note in terms of things that are ways that things could get into our body and cause infections. So of course, on the surface, we're putting different things on our skin. And so we have lotions, we have, you know, different types of creams and things of that nature, makeup for ladies. All of that stuff that touches your skin is going to have an immune system reaction. And so if you're noticing that you're getting lymph node swelling in a certain area, you're getting swelling in a certain area, you might want to think about the certain types of lotions and creams you're using, because if it's a non-toxic one, great, but if it's one that has a lot of different toxins, such as parabens, such as sodium lauryl sulfate, take a look at the labels. There's lots of things that could be causing trouble. And fragrance is another biggie, absolutely huge. Sounds benign when it says fragrance, but there's a lot of chemicals to create the word fragrance for your skincare products. So there you have it. Another way that your lymphatic system can become bogged down by what you apply to your skin. Now, I've talked about mucosal-associated lymphatic tissue. Another big thing is that you have gut-associated lymphatic system, otherwise known as GALT. These are dense areas of white blood cells just waiting for bacteria, viruses, or toxins to come into contact with your gut lining, just so they can be attacked by white blood cells that are trolling the lymphatic tissue. They're just waiting, much like big spider webs with huge white blood cells. So that's pretty cool that we have all of these different protective mechanisms. However, where our environment is now and our society is now, we are inundating all of these lymph system areas with all kinds of toxins, and then we're not moving the toxins out. So they're just hanging out there. And so the longer that these white blood cells keep attacking certain items, I mean, say you're eating the same Frankenfood over and over and over again. Let's go with Skittles. I'm going to go with Skittles. Probably on my mind because of the Seahawks and how they like Skittles. Yeah. Anyway, artificial colors, lots of toxins in there, and you keep eating the Skittles over and over again. Well, guess what's going to happen? You're going to keep having the same white blood cells over and over again activated to attack that particular Skittle. And so, one, they're taking away from you being able to fight other toxins and being able to fight other bacteria and viruses that come into your system, but they're also creating a response that basically says, ooh, red number 5, yellow number 5, or whatever number, this or that, blue lake, this number, I'm going to attack you. Well, guess what? Now we get multiple antibodies created to that particular item, and the body goes nuts to the point where it might start to attack its own tissue because it's overattacking. It's like gets on so excited that you just had another dose of yellow number 5. It's crazy. Something to think about there. And yellow number 5, by the way, is a very common coloring agent in a lot of foods. It's in pickles. It's giving the color to that pickle juice. It's also in mustard in some cases. So it's not just Skittles. I can harp on other things besides the Skittles component there. And I apologize to all Seahawks fans for not knowing the whole story with the Skittles. I just know that Skittles are popular with a particular player and that they throw Skittles. I should have looked that up before I did this podcast. I'm just going to admit it. I'm a Bears fan. Okay, there you have it. All right. But I live in Washington, so I have to love the Seahawks too. Don't tell anyone. All right. our little secret. Inside each villi on the gut lining, so there's each cell, so not cell, that's a bad word, each little projection on the inside of your gut lining, you have like all these little like caves and valleys on the inside of your gut so that you have maximal absorption capacity. And inside each of these little like projections called villi, you have a lymph vessel in there. So your gut is like totally loaded with lymphatic vessels and lymphatic tissue. And it's a big deal because most of the time, most of us, the problem is that we're not moving our lymphatic tissue in our neck and our guts. It's kind of like a twofold problem. And I kind of am on the fence between linking this for you guys to basically, I do think that most of our problems happen in the gut because our lymphatic system's just super bogged down and viruses and bugs and parasites get across into our body and our body gets busy and then we end up having all kinds of issues from there. So there you have it. Now, I want to put this into another perspective for you because I think my last rant was just a little weird and maybe you lost me on that one, but I'm gonna get you back on this one. So bloating. Most of us at one time or other have had some bloating in the belly. A lot of us start the day out with a nice flat belly, but by like 3, 4 p.m., we're like, oh my God, I want to get home and put on my sweatpants. Who out there wants to put on their sweatpants every single day as soon as they get home? Mm-hmm. If that's you and you're like feeling your pants or your skirt or whatever you're wearing just squeezing your belly by the end of the afternoon and you're wanting to literally get on the couch and unbutton that just like Al Bundy, maybe you don't want to put your hand in your pants like Al Bundy, but you just want to get that unbuttoned, chances are you've got a lot of inflammation happening within that lymphatic system and your gut lining. And there's a huge connection between those two. So if that's happening to you, you definitely want to work on clearing out that lymphatic tissue. So clear out the lymphatic vessels on a daily basis. And I'm going to tell you here in a little bit how to do it. But one of the other things I want you to think about here is that in addition to not moving our lymphatic tissue, we're eating all the foods. I've already talked about the certain foods that provoke inflammation in the gut, but it's almost like our fad foods right now, the foods that are hip, also compound the problem because high histamine foods create more inflammation on the gut lining and create more inflammation within the lymphatic tissue as well. And our interstitial tissue, so this is the cells and the tissue in between your blood vessels and your lymphatic vessels. So one of the big things here is like charcuterie plates. So the fancy sliced meats, the peppers that go along with it. Sometimes there's hummus along with it. Sometimes there's nuts, but there's always the aged cheese. And sometimes you will often have that paired with wine or you'll have it paired with champagne. And then after that, you'll have some really fancy chocolate. Maybe you might have certain types of nuts like almonds or walnuts or pecans. You guys know what I'm talking about. This is hip stuff in terms of an appetizer that you might go out with your friends and grab and you'll all share. Well, guess what? All of those are high histamine foods. And then boom, you've got gut inflammation on top of toxins going in the body with the alcohol, on top of all of the viruses that, you know, your neighbor next to you in the cubicle was sneezing on you all day long and you were inhaling those respiratory droplets and then getting them down into the digestive system. So it's a compounded effect. That's basically where I'm going here. But a lot of our really hip foods, just like kefir and kombucha and sauerkraut, these are high histamine foods. They could cause some serious issues. And I want people to keep in mind that we think that these are healthy, which they are in small amounts. But if you already have gut inflammation, you want to take that in effect and get that under control, especially if you have bloating, because a lot of us will think, oh, those probiotics are in those foods, those fermented foods are going to save the day and get rid of the bloating. In some cases they might, but if your lymphatic system isn't moving, well, not a good thing. So let's take this to another level in terms of relating the lymphatic system to real life. Now, I came up with this podcast basically because my husband had a bee sting a couple weeks ago and he was I mean, it was crazy. He had a little bite and then all of a sudden his whole arm was swollen like a sausage. And he was asking me, like, what the heck's going on? Why is this happening to me? I used to just get little beep stings and maybe they'd swell, you know, to the size of a quarter or half dollar, but I never got the whole arm swollen. What's happening? So if you ever have had a bee sting or you've ever hurt yourself enough to have swelling, you've seen your lymphatic system at work. And by that, I mean, we've got redness, we've got itching, maybe pain at first, but then itching comes and then there's swelling. And that arm or that area looks much larger than the comparative side, the opposite side. So for example, in this case, let's imagine that the bee sting was on the left forearm. Well, if you got a bee sting on the left forearm and things started to swell there, chances are your right forearm's still going to look normal and you can compare that and be like, whoa, what's happening? Well, it's because fluid is starting to build up in that inflamed area that's been stung. And so in the case of a bee sting, bees release something called melanin. It is a protein. It causes red blood cells at the sting site to blow apart and the blood vessels in the area to dilate, to expand. So they're going to bring as much blood flow as possible. Now, this dilation of the blood vessels is a big deal because it's also going to bring with it inflammatory proteins that contain histamine. And so now this is that itchy, but also that redness, also that it causes all kinds of issues. The redness is also starting because you've got extra blood flow going to that area. Now, in the case of a bee sting, they also release another protein called phospholipase A. This is an enzyme and it works with that melanin. So the melanin is destroying your red blood cells, but at the same time, this phospholipase A is blowing apart your cell membrane. Because our cell membrane, so every single cell in our body has this membrane around it made of fats and proteins. And it's going to just blow apart those. Now, this is where the pain comes from, because when you're blowing apart cells, that hurts. And that's a big deal. Big, big deal. Now, that dilation of the blood flow to the area, you might feel a throbbing sensation. That's that. Now, another thing that happens is we've got something called apomin. That is going to destroy nervous system tissue. So that's going to blow apart your cells from your nervous system. The next thing that the bee sting contains, so the bee venom, I should say, contains, is something called hyaluronidase. Hyaluronidase breaks apart like it's kind of like the gridwork, cementing all of your cells together. So if you've ever laid tile, it's like the grout. It blows apart the grout. So now you're having destruction of cells and you're breaking apart the grout, the cementing protein, keeping those cells together. And so now we lose the plumpness of the skin and it just flat out dilates and gets bigger and bigger. It's kind of crazy. And that's how it spreads and swells and spreads and swells. So what I want you to think about in my little description here of what happens with the bee sting is that with other areas of swelling, literally, you might not be having the damage per se to the cells that a bee venom would cause, but over time, that fluid building up in your tissue is going to damage your cellular networks, your connections. And so the body is going to have difficulty over time to maintain the balance across your blood vessels and into your tissue, meaning that you're going to have destruction of the cells at some point. They're not going to work like they should. Your veins are going to have trouble bringing fluid back. They're going to dilate. And so there's going to be issues with having that fluid in that area for so long. So if you have sock lines, chronic sock lines, or you swell chronically, anytime that that happens and you're getting fluid buildup in a particular area, maybe it's below the knees, maybe it's the ankle area, maybe it is your neck. Anytime that these things happen, you're blocking lymphatic flow. You're not going to be able to get that fluid back up. So it's a big problem. Now that I've scared you and you're maybe panicking, I want you to know that there are ways to get this fixed and turn it around. But first, let's go through the signs that you need to clean up your lymphatic system and the signs that I see in my practice often. So I've already mentioned tight rings. So for those of us that wear wedding rings, you pretty much know if you've had too much salt, if your rings are tight. You also know when it's like a warm day and your body's trying to put as much fluid to your periphery, so you're sweating, that your rings might get tight because that's you putting more blood. Your body's naturally putting more blood, so you have dilation of your vessels to your periphery, so arms, legs, surface tissue, and it's allowing fluid to get across from the little tiny capillaries into your interstitial space so that you could sweat it out. That is normal. And in this case, oftentimes you will see your rings tighten in that case if you're warm, but, and you'll see the same thing happen if you're cold. Your body's going to suck in all that fluid and keep your core warm. So that's natural. But if your rings are chronically tight after eating a salty meal in the evening before, or you're not sure if you're ingesting too much salt, or if your rings are tight at the end of the day and you're not particularly warm, you're not sweating or anything, that is a sign that you need to clean up your lymphatic system because you're retaining fluid. Any fluid retention means you got to clean that lymphatic system up, because that fluid's sitting there, now we're setting up trouble for the body. We're holding on to toxins. So sock lines. If you notice that you chronically have sock lines, that's a big problem. Puffiness under the eyes, food sensitivities. That is a sign that you probably need to clean up your lymphatic system too, but also chronic sinus congestion. So if you eat and your nose is running and then it becomes stuffy or vice versa, that is an issue. If you chronically have sinus issues, you need to move your lymph. If you're having trouble concentrating, if you belly bloat and you're dying to get in your sweats at the end of the day, oh my gosh, we got to clear out your lymphatic system. Another biggie, of course, is really itchy skin and acne. Any skin issues, eczema, psoriasis, also go hand in hand with needing to clear out the lymphatic system. And in particular, folks who have eczema or psoriasis or any dermatitis, itchy skin stuff, there's a huge connection with that and secondary infection, because if you have open areas on your skin, now you have a missing layer. Our skin's a protective layer for us. And if you're missing some of that layer, or it's been compromised, now we're going to end up getting in more bacteria and virus and yeast and things of that nature that we don't necessarily want into our skin. So something to keep in mind there. Chronic fatigue. Now this might sound weird, but being chronically fatigued does mean that we might be having a bogged down lymphatic system, because your body's not able to fight off infection. And so it's busy fighting and wearing you out as you go. Another biggie, weight gain. If there's too big of proteins and fats getting into the lymph, but the messages aren't getting into your brain that you ingested proteins and fats, well, that's a problem, because now it's going to trigger you to eat more. And then those proteins and fats to get into the lymph are going to get stored. Constipation. That's a biggie. Your gut is not draining. Your lymphatic system in your gut is not draining at all. Now, if you are someone who works out a lot or sits at a computer a lot, in your front half of your body is stronger than your back, meaning something called the iliopsoas, also some of your other hip flexor muscles, also your abdominal muscles. If those guys are tight, or if you have an imbalance between those guys and the back half of you, you could end up with constipation. Same thing goes for if your diaphragm is not expanding and contracting like it should. So it means breathing. Because most of us who are stressed do not breathe effectively. We should be breathing at a 5-count inhale and a 7-count exhale all the time. Because breathing and opening up the lymphatic system, opening up our chest, moves lymph. Remember how I was talking earlier in the podcast about the cabbage patch and the pop and shoot? Oh yeah, those are bomb exercises for helping to get your lymph moving. Because most of us are hunched forward, armadilloing or turtling, as I call it. Open that stuff up. It's a big deal. Because any of us who do that are going to have a bogged down lymphatic system. The big, big one here is brain fog and lack of concentration. We don't usually connect that with a bogged down lymphatic system, but if you've got a tight neck, chances are your brain fog and your memory issues and your concentration issues might have to do with lymph not moving. Now, I've talked about general lymphatic bogged down system symptoms. Now, there are some symptoms that you do not want to ignore. These are like, oh my gosh, you need to get this evaluated because it might not be just lymphatic congestion. So pay attention here, and I'm also going to put these in my resources. So persistent lymph nodes, swelling for greater than 6 weeks, especially if it's just one. It's firm, it's hard, it's greater than 2 centimeters in size, so greater than around 1 inch in size. It's been rapidly increasing in size. You might have weight loss, night sweats, appetite loss. If you've been exposed to HIV or hepatitis, if you have unexplained fever after returning from travel somewhere in a particularly jungle area, third world country, tropical area. And what I'm talking about here is dengue fever. I'm talking about mosquito bite issues. So things that travel in mosquitoes and other bugs too. But in particular, dengue is a big one because we don't tend to think about it a lot here in the U.S. But if you've been to a tropical place and you've got a fever when you come back and you've got lymph node swelling, just don't even mess around with lymph cleansing. Go get it checked out. Breast lumps or symptoms suggested of a cancer in the throat, meaning if you've got scratchy, like throat swelling kind of stuff going on, breast lumps, that kind of stuff, go get it checked out. Don't mess around with what I'm telling you right now because I don't want to have anyone responsible for missing out on a possible serious condition with themselves. All right. So that being said, let's move into what you can do on a general basis if you've noticed that you have some bloating at the end of the day, you've got some sock lines, you've got puffy eyes, you've got a tight neck or jaw, something of that nature. If that's going down for you, if you've got sinus congestion, kind of all that list that I gave you of the general symptoms that your lymphatic system needs cleared out, these are the things you can do to help yourself out. Exercise. Like I said before, walking, mobility, great stuff. Another cool thing is getting on your head, so headstands, tripods, handstands. Sounds crazy. Even if you can walk on your hands, that helps your lymphatic system. Why? Because you're turning yourself upside down. So you're allowing stuff from your feet to start to go towards your chest. This is why inversion types of exercises are really popular in yoga and part of the health component here. Rebounding. This is my favorite. It's bouncing. You can bounce on a trampoline. You could sit in a bouncy chair. I actually have a chair that I can bounce in. I'm doing it right now. Just go get a little mini trampoline and unleash your little kid. Gosh, it's fun. Dry brushing. This is another cool thing. Literally, you do not need a lot of pressure to move your lymph. You could literally take your hand and go from your other hand towards your heart, always moving towards your heart. And you could do this from your head down to your heart. You can move up. Look at YouTube videos for dry brushing. I will link a few to my resources. Doing this in the shower while you're cleaning yourself off every single day, just taking a couple minutes, will go a long way. Drinking water with lemon or lime, also amazing stuff for clearing your lymph. I like to do it every morning, but you can do it whenever you want. It's a nice little evening cocktail too. Enzymes. So helping yourself to break down your foods. So you could use digestive enzymes before your meals. But you could also use systemic enzymes, and this is the case in which folks have a lot of swelling. And this would be like if you have swelling in your ankles, if you have swelling sock lines, things of that nature, if you have belly bloat by the end of the day. A lot of times it's really nice to take something called systemic enzymes in the middle of the day between meals. Wobenzyme PS is a company. Wobenzyme is the company. Wobenzyme PS is the product. I often will use that 2 capsules between meals, or I'll use systemic enzymes by pure encapsulations, also 2 capsules between meals, to help to just break down inflammatory proteins and see if that will help you to clear up that swelling. Of course, I'm always going to say clean up the diet, get rid of the frankenfood, go with organic foods, increase your veggies. Veggies, veggies, veggies. Now, the other biggie here with the lymphatic system is that in the Chinese medicine world, when our lymphatic system's bogged down, it's considered a damp condition. And damp foods in particular are a problem for us. And those damp foods are dairy products, milk, cheese, yogurt, ice cream. These are all foods that bog down your lymphatic system. And the reason being is because they're harder to break down. So not doing as much dairy and milk and yogurts and things every single day goes a long way. Wheat also is related to causing bogging down the lymphatic system. So is yeast in particular. Pork and rich meat, so beefs and those kind of meats, also a big issue. Also beer, lovely. And bananas. These are a big no-no in Chinese medicine, actually. And it's kind of funny because so many people eat bananas on a regular basis every day because they're always telling me, well, it's working on my potassium. Well, that's great. Yeah, you might have leg cramps, but, you know, you can also eat 35 pistachios. You can eat mushrooms. Those also have potassium. And sometimes it's not the potassium that's 100% the issue. Sometimes it's magnesium. And that's a whole nother story, but you can supplement with magnesium. So the last food that is a big issue is the saturated fat. And there's a ton of diets out there, the ketosis diet and all those things that are promoting increased saturated fats, which for some people is okay. But for most of us, we can't break down fats very well because we don't have the digestive enzymes to do it. So that's one thing. But also some of us naturally just can't break down the fats. And so it bogs down our lymphatic system because our lymphatic system has to process those fats and store them. So something to keep in mind. Big deal there. And everyone's different. So there's a ton of foods that you can eat to cleanse your lymphatic system. There's a lot of herbs as well. And I'm going to put those in my resource page because at this point, I don't want to take up a ton of more of your time listening to me list off the herbs. So another biggie, I already mentioned it before, is deep breathing. 5-count inhale, 7-count exhale. Absolutely amazing for helping you to move lymph. Another biggie is wire bras and ladies, cotton bras. Try to get those with reinforcement to not bog down the movement of lymph in your abdomen because this can also be a cause for a lot of the bloating for ladies. Infrared sauna therapy is amazing as well, something to keep in mind if you are interested in trying to get lymph moving more. Now, I highly recommend doing a lymphatic cleanse before you try to make all of these different changes with exercise and whatnot, because if you're going to get the lymph moving, you have to be able to have a resource for pushing it out and you want to detoxify a little bit. I combine a lymph cleanse along with my regular cleanse twice a year, all the time. And I'm going to give you in my resources page on my website at drjkrausnd.com just how to do it. It's a 5-day lymph cleanse. I'm going to put in there all the foods to cleanse the lymph daily and the herbs to cleanse the lymph daily because it's absolutely huge to keep that lymphatic system moving so that you're not setting yourself up for autoimmune conditions, you're not setting yourself up for cancer, and you're also keeping your immune system super functioning so that you can fight off anything that comes at you. So check out my resources, like I said before, at drjkrausnd.com. That way you'll be able to put this all together and start to work on your lymphatic system right away. Now, don't forget, I'm taking questions from folks in my podcast. I will be adding them in either at beginnings or ends of the podcast, and I'd love to hear from you. So please, please, please send me any questions that you may have. I love to answer questions. It's my big thing to geek out on. Go over to my website. There's a way to submit your question right on the first page at drjkrausnd.com. Helps if I remember my website. Alrighty, everybody. You have survived another episode of The Health Fix. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning into The Health Fix, the podcast all about taking control of your health, rebelling against aging, and having fun every day. A lot of patients ask me, do you think I'm aging too fast? So, I created an evaluation checklist for you to see for yourself. Plus, I created a resource guide to help you slow down the aging process right now. You can find it for free on my website, drjkrausnd.com. If you like this podcast, help get the word out to others by liking it and rating it. If you'd like more natural health tips and want to join our Facebook community where I interact daily, click on the join group button on our website at drjkrausnd.com.